Thanks for saying hello to us over here in Fife.
It's a pleasure. What's coming up at the food festival?
Oh, it's a biggie this year. It's a biggie. Thanks to our funders, Events Scotland, they've placed us on the National Events Programme.
Oh, nice one.
It is. It's great fun. And everybody's buzzing around just now. The Port Toulouse are coming down from Perth.
That's the main thing, isn't it? You really know that the show's on the road when the Port Toulouse are arriving.
Yes, I was to give them a plug.
I don't know. I suppose it depends if they're attached to the sewage system or not. But let's talk about the other end of matters. What are people going to be able to ingest?
Big day out for everyone. Kids and mums and dads alike. The main thing down here is that it's value for money. Kids go free. £3 for a day pass, and that takes you around all the events. Where we've got 13 independent producers in our food and drink tasting hall. And at the back of that, we've got food and drink pairings, so you can go for cheese and wine, pint of pint. Down the street, we've got a beautiful 3D food art installation that's been installed, and the public can get involved in building up a huge frieze out of the sugar products down there. But in the background, you can munch on marshmallows and Turkish delight and some lovely confectioners that have come down to display their products over the weekend. And just this morning, I was along at the Cookery Theatre. We've got a bespoke Cookery Theatre.
Right.
Beautiful staging.
Who's going to be performing there?
Well, I would say there's a few highlights in terms of people that we might know. Do you remember our own Scott Davis that got to the final of MasterChef?
I don't remember Scott, no.
Scott got to the final of MasterChef and he's been delighting everybody up in the Adamson and St Andrews. So Scott's going to be with us on Sunday. He's bringing a pigeon.
A pigeon?
Yes.
Okay, that's to cook or just as a kind of to show people?
I think he's probably going to do everything with it. He'll debone it, cook it, and it'll be a delight to watch.
Okay.
Along the street, we've got a hall for the kids. We've got storytelling. We've got kids' cookery classes. And the great thing about here over the weekend is that all these venues are weatherproof. So a family of four can come down, £6, spend the day. All the cafes and restaurants are putting on special dishes. And then it all happens again on Sunday.
Right.
Except for the fact that everyone converges down for lunch at the harbour.
Oh, brilliant. So that'll be a seafood-based lunch, I would imagine.
It certainly will be. We've got crab, lobster, East Yuke shellfish that everybody adores. We've got a modest bar down there.
The local breweries
and the wine retailers will be down to do the prosecco along with the seafood. But
Graham,
if you're thirsty, there's a lemonade cart there. It's all going to be great fun. Bring the kids, it's going to be a great weekend out.
Kids are free, adults are £3. And Graham, you know this, Crail's worth a visit even without that going on. But with it on, I think you're in for a busy weekend. Before you go, will you like a strawberry or a raspberry?
I would go for both, but what I can tell the visitors is the local strawberries are here in Crail ready for everyone tomorrow.
Right, I'll put you down as a strawberry then.
I'm a strawberry.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
cheers,
so much,
Graham.
Mate.
And finally today,